This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Over 20 Naxalites have been killed in an encounter with security forces in the Abujmar area of Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. A top leader of the Naxalites is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A security force personnel was injured during the exchange of fire. Our correspondent has filed this report.
A team of District Reserve Guard of Narayanpur, Dantewada, Bijapur and Kondagaon districts of Chhattisgarh started a joint operation 2 days ago after receiving intelligence input of the presence of a large number of Maoists and a top cadre of Naxalites in Abujmar area. The encounter between Naxalites and security forces continues since this morning. A top leader of Naxalites, CPI Maoist General Secretary Basav Raju, is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A reward of 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today left for a five-nation visit as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor and to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegation will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, the Republic of Korea, Japan and Singapore to project the country's resolute approach to combat terrorism in all its forms. Talking to the media before the departure of the delegation in New Delhi, Mr. Jha said, "Terrorism is a part of Pakistan's state policy, and they will tell the world how Islamabad has been sponsoring terrorism."
आतंकवाद जो है वो पाकिस्तान की स्टेट पॉलिसी है, इनके नकाब को उतारना. वहां से कोई दो चार लोग ऐसे नहीं आते हैं, पूरा स्टेट उसको स्पॉन्सर करता है, पूरा थ्राइव करता है स्टेट के सपोर्ट से. इस बात को पूरे दुनिया में जाकर के बता, ऐसा नहीं होगा कि हमारे यहां आकर के टेररिस्ट एक्टिविटी करते रहिए और उसको हम झेलते रहेंगे.
Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will also embark on the visit to UAE, Liberia, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone today. BJP today hit out at TMC following the report of a court-monitored probe on Murshidabad violence, which mentions that some leaders of the ruling party in West Bengal were involved in the violence. Briefing the media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi demanded an answer from Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee about the action to be taken against TMC leaders involved in the violence.
मुझे लगता है कि अब इसके बाद पश्चिम बंगाल सरकार के पास किसी प्रकार का मुंह नहीं रह गया है ये कहने का कि वहां पर हिंसा नहीं हुई थी. अब बिल्कुल साफ है कि वहां हिंसा हुई, सुनियोजित हिंसा हुई, तृणमूल कांग्रेस के नेताओं के इशारे पर हिंसा हुई और बाकायदा धर्म और समुदाय देखकर हिंसा की गई. तो अब मैं पश्चिम बंगाल की मुख्यमंत्री ममता बनर्जी जी से पूछना चाहता हूं कि उनके ममतामयी हृदय में कब वह करुणा जागे कि वो अपने नेताओं पे कार्रवाई करेंगे.
In a major achievement for wildlife conservation, Gujarat has recorded a remarkable increase in its Asiatic lion population, which has now reached 891. According to the 16th lion population estimate released today, the total population now includes 196 male lions, 330 females, and a significant number of cubs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed the rise of Asiatic lion population in Gir as encouraging. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is heartening to see that the efforts being made under Project Lion are ensuring the protection of lions in Gujarat along with providing them a favorable environment." The Indian stock market, the Sensex and the Nifty 50 recorded healthy gains today after three consecutive sessions of losses. The Nifty 50 opened with a gain of nearly 100 points and rose over 1% to hit an intraday high of 24,946. After pairing some of those gains, the Sensex closed 0.51% higher at 81,596, while the Nifty 50 settled with a gain of 130 points at 24,813. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians will face Delhi Capitals at Wankhede Stadium today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. With an 85% chance of rain, weather remains a major concern and the Duckworth-Lewis turn DLS method could be needed to determine the result. And that is the end of this news bulletin.